I'd just like to start off by thanking Coach Cutter and the Bucks coming over. I mean, really, everybody, the fans, everybody that helped put this together. It was a really, really good 2 days for us. I think we found out just where we're at, areas that we need to work on. I think it's pretty evident looking at film and going through the whole two-day process, but it'll be great for us. We're always searching for the truth, as they say, and I think we'll find out more about our team and areas that we need to work on. Everybody wants you to play the first, be ready for the first regular season game right now, but I'm glad that we got a couple weeks left. We got some work to do, but it's a good kind of work. Yeah, it was. You know, again, for seeing a different scheme and not seeing some of the things we've seen in practice, to go out there and execute, I thought that a two-minute wasn't the standard that we had hoped for. I didn't think we played with a lot of intensity there or as much as we needed to. But to see us come back in the red zone and get back on it was good.
Seemed like Beecham did more today. Is he taking a step
forward? Yeah, he is. You're starting to see him. I think he got like 11 or 12 reps yesterday, and, you know, we're still progressing right there. So everything's going good. Just his confidence, his demeanor, how he's handling it, and his focus, really, really, I mean, making great strides.
Is your hope that he'll be able to do something Saturday?
No, I don't believe he'll play Saturday.
Sheldon Day has been out a couple weeks now. Is there a long-term concern there?
Or? No, not long-term. As a matter of fact, he's making progress, too, so our hopes is to get him back early next week.
Came off the field over here and then came back in other field towards the end, a little bit of a scrap. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, I didn't see it. I heard about it. They just brought it to my attention, so we'll take a look at it. But, you know, it's our deal was no fighting, no, you know, swinging, no anything like that, so... You know, it's just that controlling that. You want to play at a frenzy. Here I talked about 2 minutes that the intensity wasn't quite there, and now there's some intensity there. So, you know, it's finding that place to where, you know, you're playing at a high level, high intensity, but within the rules.
Gino was not out of practice today. Is that a good indicator that he might not play on Saturday?
No. He's good. He's good. He was ready to go. This was, again, our plan with him throughout.
Coach, it seems like the team that you had in here, a lot of the parts are interchangeable, even though the scheme is different. How do you think you guys stack up athletically in terms of the ability to run and jump?
I saw some great athleticism. I don't think that's an issue with our guys. I think it's just to continue to play together and play at a high level together. The consistency, starting fast. We preach starting fast. We come out in a 2 minute. We didn't start fast. Those are the things we're talking about. But as far as athleticism and guys making plays, we love our speed. We think we increased our speed of our team. I think guys are really maturing rapidly. Now it's just putting it together.
How much do you think these are two pretty hard days of practice? Will it impact how much you think you play your frontline guys Saturday night?
Yeah, we've taken a look at that. We're going to do that tomorrow. We'll have... as far as play time, but it will have an impact. I don't think we'll treat it like a normal second preseason game because of the work that we got done the last 2 days.
Just to be clear, you did or did not throw Dante out of practice?
I believe he was thrown out of practice.
By the officials?
Or the coaches there.
No, your coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what they told me. I was not there for it.
Okay.
You think that's an issue going forward with him, or is it just he's just an intense player?
No, he brings that intensity. I think this is great learning for Dante and really all of our guys because you're going against different tackles. And you can't just rely on your athleticism. You have to have a plan. You have to have an attack point. You know, all those things put together. So for him, he's learning that part of the game. And it came easy right away. And now he's realizing, okay, there's other facets to this game and to be a good rusher. And I think that's what he's learning now. But the intensity, that's good. He's just got to channel it.
At what point does the intensity become a problem then?
Well, when it causes penalties or it hurts the team. You know, that's the big measuring stick. If it's taken away from his play. If it's not allowing him to be his best, it's an issue.
Marquise pick up practice this week where he had left off in the game?
Yeah, I thought he's had a good week. He's had a good week. Same thing, his suddenness and his speed shows up, the way he accelerates. So, you know, he's really, again, just like I thought we talked about in OTAs, he's really starting to stack them up now. You know, and I think every practice he's gaining confidence with every rep that he gets. So he's in a pretty good place right now.
What do you guys think you are at left guard at this point?
Well, I think, you know what, I will say that, you know, we were planning on trying to get this done, but... And I said the main thing is to get it right. So, you know, we understand that, you know, a couple weeks away, we've got to make, you know, have everything in place and even earlier than that. So we've got a plan for that, and we'll proceed with that plan. We'll see how everything fits together.